Chapter 1. Salt. As a kid, I was a really good basketball player. In fact, people often called me the next Michael Jordan. Well, maybe no one ever said that, but among my peers, I was always one of the best. At my middle school, the 8th grade basketball team was the only official sport sponsored by the school. So at 13, I was destined for athletic glory. Along with other perks, making this team would secure my spot on the popularity wall in the main entrance of the campus. Now, to be clear, I wasn't content just to make the squad. I was going to be the star. I longed to lead the team and win a championship, impressing all the cheerleaders along the way. As my 8th grade year approached, I tried out for the team and made it. Michael Jordan, remember? After tryouts, we moved into daily practices, and as expected, I was named a starter for our first home game. Everything was lining up perfectly, just as I had envisioned. It was going to be glorious. I wish I could tell you that all my dreams were fulfilled that season, but that would be a huge lie. To make a long, sad story short, it was the most disappointing year of my young life. I never became the star, and although my team made it to the championship, I watched the whole game from the bench. Well, most of the game. I did get put in for the last 45 seconds, a courtesy call for us bench warmers to taste the action while honoring the players who actually participated in the game. My coach was trying to make a kind gesture, but for this insecure player, it was about the most humiliating thing he could have done. It was the icing on the terrible cake that had been baking all year, and in that moment, my emotions got the best of me. Right there in front of the same cheerleaders I dreamed of impressing, I started to cry. Somehow I managed to dribble the ball down the court with tears dribbling down my face, but those 45 seconds were an eternity. What was so frustrating about the whole season was the fact that I didn't lack the talent or skill. During our practices, I was always one of the best performers. If I had only played in the games like I practiced after school, I would have had a great year, perhaps even leading the team like I had dreamed. But talent or skill wasn't the problem. My issue was confidence, or the lack thereof. I couldn't put it together on game day because I was consumed with fear of letting people down, looking stupid, and failing. I had no confidence, and because of it, I never stepped into my dream of middle school greatness. Now, I don't open with that story so you'll feel sorry for me, although I appreciate all the sympathy. I share it because at some level, all of us know what it's like to struggle with our own confidence. I was an extreme case, but we've all doubted ourselves or questioned our self-worth from time to time. And specifically within the church, I believe insecurity is oftentimes a major obstacle to a life of faith and fullness. God invites us to be characters in the world's greatest story, so we hear. But many times we're hindered by feelings of inadequacy or fear. We struggle to believe that we're capable of living a powerful life for Jesus. The Bible declares that we're God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. But sometimes we're not even sure if we're worthy of God's love or concern. This was my story. As a young follower of Christ, I remember thinking, how am I going to change the world when I can't even get past myself? In response to these confidence issues, particularly in America, many Christian leaders have emphasized the importance of knowing how much God loves us. Countless books, sermons, and other resources have focused on answering that fundamental question, who am I, with the truths and promises of God's Word. This is obviously a great response to these struggles, and knowing our God-given identity is foundational to living with confidence and purpose. But there's another side of the coin for living fully with God, one far less emphasized or understood. It's what this book is all about, but before we get there, let me share about my friend, Stephen.